the topic for today, we're supposed to discuss growth and development. Now, what happens when a child is given birth to? What is the first thing that you notice? When a child is given birth to? The first thing is that, of course, they are small, right? In size, right? And then they must grow. Yeah? So what brings about growth? No ideas? Now, for you to grow, you must experience something called as cell division, right? And we talked about that. We say that there's something called as what? Mitosis that brings about cell division, right? Now,
a group of South Sudanese students are attending a science lesson at Beta City International School in Kabalagala, a Kampala suburb. The school provides advanced or A-level studies, which prepares students for university or other tertiary institutions to serve the students. Dozens more have so far graduated and joined higher institutions of learning. 19-year-old Ayok Aben is one of the students of the Beta International School. Aben came to Uganda some 10 years ago when conflict broke out in Juba. Aben says she had almost forgotten much about her homeland until she joined Beta City International School. She adds that she's glad for an opportunity to study and mingle with fellow South Sudanese.
They teach us some of the things we need to know from back home, as well as the things we need to know in our beautiful host country. I'm a shy person naturally, but they've made me come out of my shell in a way that I can't even explain.
20-year-old Deng Marial hails from Lake State. He says he has learned about his country's road to independence and other natural sciences in South Sudan. Marial says he wants to become a doctor.
Once I finish my course, I'll go back to my country. I see where the areas where there's no medicals, like maybe say deep in the village there, we can go as a group and give them the medicine to them, like let me say, for example, those pregnant women.
Taidor Koryom, who owns the school, says he started the institution because he wants to provide an opportunity for many South Sudanese living in Kampala.
We're trying to bridge the gap so that at least also they manage to understand what is happening the other side and get to know about their country, and also know that at least the country is waiting for all of them.
Koryom says the South Sudanese community in Kampala nicknamed him Ignorance Fighter because of his willingness to help fellow South Sudanese attain an education. He says education could help some young South Sudanese become responsible citizens when they return back home.
For somebody who is very violent, I believe through educating him well, or through telling him that, or getting good information, then they can it can reduce hating one another easily, because they will know that as an educated person, you need to be a different than those who anyhow you start fighting. So I believe that this conflict, it can be reduced through education.
Uganda hosts around 1.5 million refugees who are mainly from South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo, who live in settlement camps. Few refugees live in urban areas, including the Ugandan capital Kampala, due to the country's refugee policy. For VOA News, I am Gume Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.